Yeah, but Boris Johnson, Mayor of London, in Croydon.
And good news, right?
Yeah, it's very good news. This is thousands of jobs just in the construction phase and at least 5,000 in the retail. Plus, it liberates loads of homes to be built. It's going to turn Croydon into an economic powerhouse here in South London. You've got two of these gigantic retail consortiums, Westfield and Hammersley, doing a very brave, pragmatic thing, coming together for the good of this part of London.
Because they've been arguing for some time over this. Did you get them in a room? Thanks for together?
They've done a very good deal. And Have you had any
involvement? What's your involvement been?
Well, obviously, the City Hall does play a role in these sorts of things, but I suppose our principal involvement has been to encourage, to make clear that we will use our CPO powers where necessary, and above all, to get the thing ready so that the urban landscape is suitable, that we can do incredible things with regeneration. This Wellesley Road area we want to upgrade, there are things we want to do with trees and bicycles, all sorts of ways we want to improve. And yes, I was a bit of a idea for me, Carl, when I was aware that things weren't, it was basically a tussle. It seemed logical to us that, if possible, the two sides should come together. They've done an amazing thing. I congratulate both. Westfield has an incredible record, as you know, here in London, just in the last 4 years. They've done amazing sites in Shepherd's Bush, Westfield, Stratford, Hammerson, formidable operators up in Birmingham Bullring they've done, and of course they've got Brentcross as well.
And in terms of Croydon's reputation, hugely important, as the Chief Executive Hammerson was saying, given that he was going around the world and people were going, London's burning, we're not going to invest
in it. Absolutely, what a thing. You know, 18 months after the 2011 riots, you've got a massive, massive vote of confidence in Croydon, a wonderful place to live, to shop, to invest, to do business. This amazing development is going to make all the difference.
Is there any concern over what it will do to the smaller retailers? Because when these big developments happen, it can have a huge impact on smaller retailers, but also surrounding shopping centres.
It is very important that we do proper retail impact assessments, and all that obviously is going to be done. But the overwhelming evidence is, if you look at what happens elsewhere in London, when you get a shopping centre, it drives footfall, it drives business, it brings people to the area. So in the end, I mean, I'm not going to claim that absolutely everybody will benefit, but in the end, the net increase in shoppers, in footfall, in economic activity is to the benefit of the wider business community as well.
And some will say it's surprising that there is such a large investment at a time when we've seen several retailers on the high street going bust in the last few weeks.
Well, you're seeing some very interesting phenomena. Obviously, the internet is starting to claim some importance, claim some high street retailers whose brands, whose methods are starting to look a bit technologically left behind. But what you're also seeing at the moment is massive confidence in London. Post-Olympics, post-2012, Battersea, you know, that's been there for 30 years or more, doing nothing. A site like Croydon was very, very difficult to get away. Suddenly, it's come together.